It's the final say.
You tell me.
On Z92.
The worst thing you got trick-or-treating since it's Halloween week. Figured we'd do some Halloween themes this week for You Tell Me. Shannon took to the Facebook and said a couple of pennies, and those things were dirty and sticky. That's never fun. Raisinettes were always my least favorite. But pennies are bad, too. Glenn, you tell me.
I heard the worst thing you get in candy, I got a rolled-up Bible verse.
What Bible verse was it? Do you remember?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago, man.
Yeah, I guess it really doesn't matter what the Bible verse was. Instead of candy, that sucks.
Yeah, it seemed like a real jip.
And from there on out, you denounced your religion, right?
No, I wouldn't say that, but I was pretty disappointed.
Julie, you tell me.
Yeah, I got a toothbrush when I was, like, 10 years old.
Yeah, see, that's just stupid. Nobody wants a toothbrush for Halloween.
I know. I don't know if it was a gag or what, but it was wrapped in a plastic baggie.
Well, at least it wasn't. Oh, so like not even sealed? It was just a plastic
baggie? It was just a plastic baggie, Ziploc.
And then upon further inspection of the toothbrush, there was poppy seeds stuck in the bristles. That would be truly a Halloween I'll never forget.
Yes.
Jeremiah, you tell me.
A while back when Dave & Buster's was still giving out tickets, now they do everything on the card, I would give out candy and Dave & Buster's tickets, like a whole pile of them, to kids. And I'm sure the kids loved it, but the parents probably hated it because they looked at me like, now I got to go to Dave & Buster's.
You're sticking me with a bill here.
I thought it was funny.
How many times did your house get egged?
Oh, man, not once.
No, that's good. That's good. You moved every Halloween, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Joel. You tell me.
Hey, Vic, the lamest thing I ever got trick-or-treating when I was a kid was a pencil.
Was it like a cool pencil at least with like a sports logo on it or something?
A plain yellow pencil. If it were something fun like sports or Halloween themed even, like last year my boys, one of my neighbors was giving away little packets that had like a Halloween pencil and an eraser and some stickers and, yeah. You know, they were okay with that.
Uh-huh.
No, they weren't thrilled, but they were cool with it. But I didn't even know. It was a plain yellow pencil.
Were there bite marks in the pencil?
I put them there, but...
Yes, of course. Well, at least they weren't already there then. At least it was a new pencil and not a used pencil.
This is true. At least it was a new, unsharpened one, but nonetheless, a plain yellow pencil.
I hope you egged that house.
My mom wouldn't have let me.
Somebody probably did, though. Enough pencils get handed out there that people know.
I hope somebody did. I was kind of young. I was probably only about second or third grade.
One more. JJ, you tell me.
We had a dentist that lived in our neighborhood. And, you know, his wife went through the trouble of trying to dress this up and put it in those nice Halloween decoration bags. Whatever.
Yeah.
But all it was his business card and one of those free travel size things of floss. Nobody ever used it. And this guy was the worst. Nobody ever went to him anyways.
Well, you would think that he would be trying to give you the most sugar-filled things because that just means, you know, future customers because your teeth are going to get rotten.
Exactly.
If he gives you a floss, you're actually preventing trips to the dentist.
Exactly.
All right, thanks for the calls. Thanks for the Facebook comments as well. Do another edition of You Tell Me tomorrow.